We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'm getting a seamless experience from Hickey and Boccioni. They're back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 27 minutes. NFL Combine conversation. You want proof that the NFL is still the big boy on the sports block? We all have watched some of the Combine. We have. If you're an NFL fan, you have watched some of the Combine. And you're going to get excited about a 40 time or how a guy looks in shorts and a shirt. And you think he's going to be the savior of your franchise, the next big thing. The biggest story of this Combine in Indy has been Kyler Murray, that he's over 5'10". In that his hand size is, 9 5/8, and he's similar to the numbers of Russell Wilson when it comes to body measurements. And his stock, if you look at any mock draft, CBSSports.com or wherever you go online, it has just flown in the last 48 hours since the measurements. And I believe that he will go overall number one. So our first question of the night that we're talking about, Kingsbury, Arizona Cardinals, if he wasn't there, I would not say number one to the desert. But it's going to happen. You agree or disagree? That's our first huge question of the night. I want your huge opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I'll also deliver a huge opinion on enough from Antonio Brown. Man. Now, we all thought Machado and his attitude would kill his market value. And as we waited for the first big one to sign in free agent baseball, it didn't affect anything. He got the $300 mil from San Diego. Oh, he killed his stock. You know, the way he was not hustling and with the Dodgers and he could be a clubhouse cancer. No, he got paid. And somebody's going to trade for Antonio Brown. Best receiver in the game. I look at Le'Veon Bell and I look at Brown and I'm trying to figure out what the Steelers did to them. Maybe Pittsburgh just wasn't big enough for their egos. I don't know. Or Big Ben, Antonio Brown really has some issues and it's more than obvious with Big Ben. But to me, there's a point where we all need to do it. At some time in our life is just shut up. That's it. Just be quiet. And I think Brown, the Steelers will not trade him to an AFC team. There is no way they will allow him to keep the Steelers from going to the playoffs, winning a playoff game, or coming to the Steel City and stealing a playoff victory. So you can look at the NFC, you can look at destinations, and you can go from there. You can read whatever you want to, but there is no chance that the Steelers will trade him to an AFC team. So a lot of NFL conversation to get to. And I think Le'Veon Bell, doesn't it seem the Dolphins for a long time with him? Doesn't it just seem that way? And then the Dolphins will take a young quarterback in the draft. Murray seemed to be a possible lock there or destination, but now his stock. This weekend, man, it's done. It's over. He's the overall number one pick. Start the draft. Get Goodell to the podium. Tell him the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio says it's over. Okay? Done with. So join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge. On Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You agree or disagree with me that Kyler Murray will go number one? And then a destination, and I'll throw this question in as well. Where do you think Antonio Brown will be playing this fall? San Francisco seems like a possibility. Redskins? Man, could you, you know, with Witten coming back, could you imagine Brown and Amari Cooper? Now, I'm not an NFL salary capologist, and I don't know who could work the numbers, who could flip the numbers, but it will be an NFC team. It will not be an AFC team. It just won't. Now, Le'Veon Bell, I don't think there's the issue that Le'Veon Bell could take it away from the Steelers if he's playing for the Dolphins, and I don't think the Dolphins are anywhere close to the playoffs. It's amazing to look at some of these NFL franchises. Like, you look at the Broncos, and I know Elway, I said, hey, man, his ego allowed Peyton Manning to come out there and help them, even though that was the defense that won that Super Bowl against Carolina. But to me, how bad some of these NFL franchises, the biggest sport in America, how poorly they are run. You know, when I look at Bob Quinn and the hiring of Matt Patricia in Detroit, and they go from 9-7 when they fired Caldwell to 6-10, and then there's this offseason of talking about, well, I'm not going to listen to the fans or the media, and, you know, it may be a tight end. I'm like, you just went from 9-7 to 6-10. Hey, you look at Wilkes, he got 1 year out in Arizona. I'm stunned at how bad some pro sports franchises, not just the NFL, how bad they are at doing business. Yet we still buy in, especially the NFL. For all of their faults, for all of their hypocrisy, for everything they do, we still embrace them as the biggest sport in America. We get excited about the combine. Then after the combine, here will come free agency, franchise tags. Then the NFL draft. Then you'll be so excited about the draft that your team finally has the right pieces that you can't wait until training camp and you'll get some word on the OTAs. Yet we all step back from the NFL and you watch the drama. And it's the same drama that's eating up the NBA right now. NBA, to me, there is a PR hit on the horizon that I think will affect the league. That when your biggest name, LeBron James, doesn't want to stand in the huddle with other players or won't hustle back, your biggest name in basketball. Now, Embiid said Durant is the best player in the NBA. But when your biggest name in the sport is acting like a baby, where are we at? What are we waiting for? You know, I look at the sports that get it, that the drama, and baseball, for all of its issues of not connecting to the youth of America, that league, to me, that the drama outside of players and where they're going to sign. You know, NHL doesn't, you know, NHL just a blue collar league. They go to work. There's not a ton of off the ice drama. You know, the NFL, but we live for it. We live for Twitter. We live for drama. That's why, you know, when you look at what I'm saying in our first huge question of the night, Kyler Murray, number one, it's the perfect football fit with Kingsbury in the air raid offense at Texas Tech, and he recruited Kyler out of Texas. But also it provides conversation because the Arizona Cardinals aren't in any conversation right now when it comes to the NFL. So you can answer our first huge question of the night, two-part or first part. Do you think Kyler Murray will be the overall number one pick in the NFL draft based on his measurements this weekend and also the perfect fit with Kingsbury? And where will Antonio Brown play this fall? You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We do have our first huge questions of the night. You can join us live with your huge opinions. Do you think Kyler Murray, based on being measured at over 5'10", the hand size, and everything I'm reading at CBSSports.com and all the mock drafts, he's going to be gone. Top three pick, number one, maybe even teams trading up. If Arizona wants to get Bosa or land a defensive stud, so they're going to choose Josh Rosen as their future with Kingsbury over Kyler Murray. So you tell me if you agree with my huge opinion that Kyler Murray will go number one to Arizona. And then Antonio Brown and all the talk on top three teams, and Brown's doing a lot of chirping and trying to navigate and point where he wants to go. It won't be an AFC team. It will be an NFC team. And what would be that leading contender? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, I'll read some tweets before the end of the hour, and also Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Tyler in Dallas, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Doing good, Tyler, man. It's a great Saturday night.
Yes, sir, it is. Now, I actually just want to talk about Antonio Brown. He, I don't know, man. I think he's going to go to Indianapolis. I think that'd be a good fit for him.
Like the, I just don't see AFC. I don't see AFC with the Steelers, Tyler. I don't see the Steelers allowing Brown to stick it to him unless it would be in a Super Bowl.
I agree, but I really think that would be a good fit. I don't know. I mean, I heard there was rumblings about him going to I mean, this was before they came out with the whole NFC thing. But, you know, I think that would be the best fit for him, you know, with T.Y. Hilton on the other side. You got a good run game in Marlon Mack. And they're talking about Le'Veon Bell could possibly go there. But now we know Le'Veon Bell ain't going to go over there. But I think that would be the best fit for him.
Yeah, and Colts had an amazing season. Thank you so much, Tyler in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You know, if you think about it, this offseason, with Brown, with Le'Veon Bell, with the draft, with the names, with Murray, with the quarterbacks, Haskins at Ohio State. Remember with the Kaepernick story where we were talking about how bad the quarterback situation was in the NFL? And now you look at Darnold, you look at Mayfield, you look at Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, you look at these young quarterbacks, how quickly it can change in the National Football League. Let's go to Dre in Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, what's up, Hughes? I don't know, I feel like, in regard to the question you asked about drafting Kyler Murray, I sort of think that if the Cardinals were to draft him, I think they would go backwards because, like I say, Rosen, as you see, he sort of started to come on it, excuse me, at the end of the year. But I think if you draft another quarterback, you know, very rarely do you see quarterbacks come in and have a real good season in year one. Like, you know, last time you seen that, like, you know, that was a that year, I forgot the quarterback from the Colts. He was one. Luck was one. And then you had RG3, and then you had Russell Wilson. But those are three special quarterbacks. You don't really see that happen too much. And, I mean, I think the Cardinals really need to add other pieces around what they have. But if they draft him, I think they go backwards. And in regards to Antonio Brown, If I was Pittsburgh, if they do let him play somewhere in the AFC, I would have to pick a team that's really not a threat, like a, you know, like a team like Buffalo or something that, you know, it's not like they're going to make it nowhere soon anyhow.
Thank you, Dre. Appreciate you listening in Texas. Or, you know, Antonio Brown to something like the Dolphins. But I think Le'Veon Bell, I do agree. The Indy destination, they get a running back like that with Luck and his ability to play action off of Le'Veon Bell, Dolphins. But, you know, does Bell want to go to a place that may not win during his contract? It's a reality. Who's their quarterback, right? They're hoping, you know, a week ago, they were hoping that, you know, Kyler Murray could be there for them. And when you talk about taking a step back and you're Cliff Kingsbury, are you going to ride out Rosen? They got rid of their head coach after 1 year. They went to Kingsbury. And everybody's watching Mahomes, and you're looking at Lamar Jackson pushing out a NFL prototypical quarterback in Joe Flacco, who now is the QB in Denver. I don't think it's crazy on Kyler Murray being taken number one, considering Kingsbury. If Wilkes was still there, Bosa would be a no-brainer in Phoenix. Let's go to Eric in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, great show, and great argument for that point, except for the fact that if I'm bringing in Cliff Kingsbury, I can say that he's going to be the coach that, you know, makes the greatest out of the quarterback I have now. So what I'm thinking is, if Arizona does the right thing, they would trade back, just knowing that some people are going to fall for it, and, you know, hopefully build on that. You know, he hopefully gets the best out of Josh Rosen.
Yeah, but will Rosen fit? And again, Kingsbury, and thank you so much, Eric, in Wisconsin. I know he can't come in and throw the ball 70 times a game like they're playing a Saturday night game in Lubbock. I get that. But you have to remember, it's the National Football League. And if you go to most high schools now, anywhere in this country, most college programs, and now the evolution of Lamar Jackson and Mahomes, and this younger generation of QBs, what offense do most high schools and colleges run today? A spread, that RPO, run pass option? That's across the board. That's football in America. It is the National Football League. There will be generational changes. This isn't the run and shooter Miles Davis or Slash and Cordell Stewart. You know, Michael Vick, I thought the Falcons, you know, again, before he went off the deep end with the Dogs, when he was allowed to run, the threat of Michael Vick to run made him, at the time, the best QB in the NFL. The minute they tried to make him a West Coast passing quarterback, no. Because then you want to protect your investment, right? You don't want him running so much. You don't want him to get hurt. You're the Cardinals. You already fired your head coach after 1 year. You bring in Kingsbury, who was going to be the offensive coordinator for USC. That was a surprise. Can Rosen run his air raid, Pat Mahomes-style offense better than Kyler Murray? I'm going Murray. In all these conversations about the combine and what I've watched and read on Twitter, Facebook, last couple of days, the potential. No, I want to draft guys in the first round who can help me win games this fall. Now, does Bosa, there's a great argument for Bosa defensively helping them win games. Or does Kyler Murray give them a better chance to win games over Josh Rosen? That's a legitimate question that only the Cardinals could answer by what they do. Let's go to Tim in Ohio. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, sir. How you doing this evening?
Life is good, Timmy. Thanks for listening.
Outstanding. Hey, I was wondering what your thoughts are on the chances of New York getting rid of Odell Beckham and who might pick him up. Hopefully, the Browns would be nice.
Yeah, I don't see him trading him. And I think Gettleman, their GM / team president, talked about it. And Tim, thanks for the call in Ohio. I don't see them. They got Saquon Barkley. Okay, here's where they're going. They've invested in OBJ. They got Saquon. They're going to roll one more year with Eli. So whether they would draft Haskins, or if there is the Arizona Cardinals taking Kyler Murray one, and they could pull off a deal to take on Josh Rosen at quarterback, 1 year tutoring, learning under Eli, that would mean in his third year in the NFL, he takes over the Giants, and they have OBJ, Saquon, and they run more of the offense that fits him. Kingsbury is going to be out here doing, I think, more of what Andy Reid and the Chiefs do, a hybrid of the air raid offense meets the Chiefs offense. So Rosen would have Saquon, Odell Beckham Jr. Now, if you're a Giants fan listening and you look at that scenario, you love it. I think Saquon will be a Hall of Famer. OBJ, you just hope he matures off the field. And for some reason, they weren't getting him the ball. And I almost understand some of his frustration. But the Rosen play and Murray number one, because, again, Arizona can do what? Can do what? Do you think with Kyler Murray that they're worse than what the Cardinals were with Josh Rosen last year? Do you? And they let their coach go. They want a quick fix. So if you want a quick fix, do you get that quick fix with Rosen or Kyler Murray running an offense that the head coach has ran as a QB and as a coach in his adult life? That's why I get paid for these huge opinions. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. It's looking like a record night on the Twitter feed. A lot of comments rolling in. Scott Gammon says the best thing about Saturday night is listening to At Saturday Huge and At Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. They are the best. Thank you so much, Scott Gammon, who's listening in Maryland. Appreciate the love. To all the callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions coming up here momentarily. We got Hickey and Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America. We get together each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Hickey and Boccioni are back in New York City for our final segment together. Huge question of the night. How many people agree with me that Kyler Murray will be the number one pick in the NFL draft by the Arizona Cardinals? Some are saying, wait a minute, they took Rosen last year. Now Rosen will be traded. And I think the deal to the Giants would be the perfect destination. You agree or disagree with me? Also part two to our first huge question of the night. Antonio Brown, all the top three potential cities have been unveiled. I'm not buying it. I don't think any AFC team is in the picture. No way the Steelers would do that. It would be an NFC team, and what would be that leading NFC destination for Antonio Brown to be catching footballs this fall? You can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also get into what Joel Embiid said, that Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA. And you just heard John Fast during the update talking about the Lakers getting beat at last report by the lowly Phoenix Suns. And Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka and the Buses have invested their short-term future in LeBron James. And LeBron will not get involved in huddles, will throw some attitude because he's not getting the rock. And that microscope is a lot bigger in Los Angeles on the negative side, as it can be on the positive side, than Cleveland, Ohio was, where he was one of their own from the state of Ohio. So the question is, beyond the drama, and like I told you, I think the NBA drama is horrible for the league. Maybe not short term, but long term, I think it will hurt the league. So Embiid said that Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA today. Some would argue and say James Harden, and look at the numbers he's putting up, and some believe this will be the year. Hey, Golden State had the rally to beat Philadelphia, almost lost another game. They're not bulletproof anymore. Maybe ever since Cousins got into the mix, maybe they have too many guys who want the rock. And they did find a way to come back and beat Philly 120-117. So the question is, who is the best player in the NBA? Is it LeBron? Is it Durant? Is it Harden? Is it Curry? We'll get into that, and you can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Because when I was reading that story at CBSSports.com and what Embiid said, it caught my attention because I don't look at Kevin Durant as the best player in the league. I still look at LeBron, but I think the side issues are really hurting him. And I get you're producing TV shows, and he's going to have that Tim Tebow show where you got to run a mile, basically obstacle course, and you could win $1 million mile, whatever they're calling it. And he's doing the shop on HBO, and he's connected to producing a lot right now when it comes to movies and documentaries and game shows. And I thought when he took the L.A. contract, it wasn't to build the next Golden State Warriors. It was basically a retirement deal. I was talking to Scoot Jackson, well-known NBA insider at ESPN.com, Chicago, and I asked him, could LeBron end up playing with another team to end his career? And he said, no, I think he's with the Lakers until the end. So if you look at the current situation, the roster has good young talent. Is LeBron just frustrated that he knows nobody's lining up to come play for him? And they're not going to make the playoffs. They are not going to make the playoffs. In the Western Conference. So what big name is going to line up? So you're telling me Klay Thompson, and I mentioned the Warriors came back to beat the 76ers, had a monster third quarter, 120-117 in Philadelphia, that Klay Thompson's going to leave Golden State to come to the Lakers to be the kickout guy for LeBron James. Davis isn't coming. Nobody's lining up. So you're LeBron and the Lakers. You're 30-33. You just were beat by the 13-51 Phoenix Suns. Now, some would look at the stats and say LeBron had 16 assists, 9 rebounds, 27 points. He can't do it all on his own. LeBron is still the greatest player in the league. Ingram had 25-7. They're just playing no defense. Kuzma's still solid. McGee had 21. They have some nice young talent. But LeBron's attitude, and I get it that he's a Warrior and he played 40 minutes. Is he still the best player in the NBA? You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Standalone, individual, the optics just aren't good right now on anything he's doing. And you can, no one even notices that he had 27-9-16. They notice that the Lakers lost to the Suns. Now, some will say, well, that's why LeBron needs to rebuild the roster, pick the coach, pick the players, and he can do what he did in Cleveland. And that would be, what, in a weaker Eastern Conference? That would be his championship he brought to Cleveland, I think, was one of the great individual performances of putting a team on your back that I've seen in sports. It was fantastic. And some thought, well, he could do it in Los Angeles, right? But I said it on this show, when he chose the Lakers, that Western Conference was loaded. And they're not going to make the playoffs. So what do you do? What's your offseason like with LeBron? Who's going to say, and I believe that Magic Johnson and LeBron and Rob Pelinka, who's running the Lakers, they all thought that you sit down with any free agent in the NBA, and you wine and dine with Magic, LeBron, at the table with Pelinka. Limo's picking you up, and there is LeBron and Magic in the limo. How could any NBA free agent say no to that? No way. And guess what? Who's going to join LeBron in Los Angeles? Give me the list. You know, L.A. is the land of
When something's hot, it's hot. When it's not, it's not. And they're not lining up to play with him because you would have to play second fiddle to the king. And I think the Lakers have great young talent. I get they're missing a piece or two. But what LeBron has done has not upgraded the Laker mystique. It's downgraded it. And there's no biggie. There's no. Remember the talk when LeBron went there? Durant's coming. Kawhi Leonard's coming. Davis is coming. Klay Thompson is coming. They are going to put together what Golden State had, and they're going to be better than what Golden State had. And what's happened? Now, the Davis talk was hot. It was looking like, man, they're going to land Davis. Davis and LeBron playing a two-man game. Not necessarily winning the West, but, you know, they would make them a playoff team. No way. I mean, it looks like, what, Durant, Kyrie will be in New York together, right? If New York can get Zion, could you imagine that big three? With Kyrie leaving, what if Davis then wants to become the centerpiece for the Boston Celtics? Well, what if he joins Kyrie and Durant with a potential Zion or Barrett with the Knicks? Tell me any story you've heard right now that tells you the 30 and 33 Lakers who just lost to the 13 and 51 Phoenix Suns are a year away from being a contender. LeBron's not going to get any younger. He's given you 27, 9, and 16. But his numbers have never been a question. And what I want to do off the Joel Embiid story, because it's interesting to hear an NBA player say it, do you think LeBron James is the best player in the NBA today? Not based on his career. I'm not talking about stats. I'm not talking about the Michael conversation. I'm not talking about better than Kobe. I'm asking you, do you believe that LeBron James is the best player in the NBA today? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Remy out in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Remy?
Hey, listen, I got this. It's just a notion, but it's Matt James is not the best ball player right now, but he's still damn good.
Who's
and
the best?
Him and Magic Johnson have this set up this way. I'm going to tell you this right now. They're going to win 19 games in a row. And they're going to make the fifth spot, and they're going to get in the playoffs and win it all.
Remy, have you been drinking tonight?
No, sir. I told your producer I haven't drank, and I don't drug.
All right, I was going to ask you.
I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
And God bless you. Are they going to start that streak after the Phoenix loss tonight? Hickey, did he tell you 19 wins in a row? Boccioni, did he tell you 19 wins in a row? My Lord. That's not happening. Because you look at and Embiid is one of the better players. He's a top 10 player in the league. So you look at the NBA right now. Harden, Paul George, Steph Curry, Durant, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, LeBron, Kawhi, G-Man in Milwaukee. Man, is he the best? I don't think he is right now. And the job he's done with the Lakers, and to not show up in huddles, to turn his back on players and not hustle back on defense, it's just not LeBron. That needs to be a conversation in the shop. So I'm going to ask you, Is Harden the best? Because you have to be a two-way player to be the best in my book. Is Durant a lockdown defender? Is Harden? Do you still go against Curry? Paul George, quietly, because of Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City, has had an amazing year. You know, Anthony Davis with nothing around him. Pelicans, though, are just buying time. You know, is the G-man in Milwaukee the best offensively, defensively, his ability to block shots? Is he the most complete player? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Michael in Indiana. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going, Huge, man? What another great show, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I wanted to touch base, man. Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird, man. I tell my buddies, I tease them all the time. I tell them, you know, the old Kentucky boy, man, he hit the nail on the head again. 3 years ago, I told them that this would be the last year that we see LeBron. I knew LeBron had leveled out anyway. And there's nowhere for LeBron to go now but down. There's no more Zenas. He's not going to go up. He's going to go down. But I told him that this year would be pretty much the last year that LeBron dominates and that he's on top. And I think I've hit it. And it's not – I know he was injured, but I think we're going to see the longer that he stays now. It won't shock me to see him hurt more often, and it's not going to shock me to see his numbers definitely suffer. And I think there's a lot of fabulous players out there, man. It really is. But when he's healthy, we are talking about injuries, I'd say Anthony Davis, top to bottom, defense and offense,
right,
probably the best in the league now.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael.
It's not Durant, because Durant's not a fabulous defender.
Right. I agree with you. Thank you, Michael. In Indiana, the Hoosier State. Indiana had a big win over number 6 Michigan State. They beat them twice, and I think Indiana, they went out in the regular season, win 2 games in the Big Ten tournament. They'll hear their name on Selection Sunday in the Hoosier State. You want to join us live? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.